Welcome to The Business Coach with business consultant Russell J. White, offering proven methods and innovative ideas to help your business grow and succeed.
True or false, business coach, if you're in business, you better have some mental toughness.
As a business owner, 2020 has probably been one of the toughest, most challenging years you've worked through, and we aren't even done yet.
Yeah.
So how is it that some business owners are wilting under the pressure and some business owners are actually rising to the occasion? A lot of that response comes from the level of mental toughness that they have. So let's look at how to develop a little bit better mental toughness for yourself as a business owner.
And so what would be the first thing?
Push through limits. Critically important. World-class experts fail a lot.
Yeah.
Mostly because they accept challenges that make them initially uncomfortable. But they then learn that toughness that comes with getting comfortable with being uncomfortable. Mental toughness requires us to push through limits set upon us or those we put upon ourselves. We need to practice moving to our discomfort zone. Not our comfort zone, our discomfort zone, for us to be able to handle more. The only way to expand your boundaries is to push on them.
All right, number two.
Confront your inner demons. This is tough. Mental resilience doesn't come from avoiding issues. If we don't face our fears, they will control us, or other people will use those fears against us. Mental strength comes from facing your issues head on and growing through that confrontation. The fear of failure, the fear of the unknown, and the fear of rejection can freeze us in place, and it does so for millions of people in this country. Trained to power through these debilitating fears, the age of self-coddling is over. Put in the work, get the results. Mental toughness is an inside job.
For replays of The Business Coach, go online to WRHI.com. To reach Russell White, go to RussellWhite.com.